Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. We're in the Rambam, Hilchos Chovel U'Mazik. We're in the third perek, in the fifth and sixth halacha. And this is the fifth shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. And the yesodos that we saw in the previous shiur was that there's a chiyuv to pay boshes only when it's an intrinsic boshes, which is on the goof. But if it's something that's sort of a societal boshes, it's more extrinsic, so then it's still a busha, but it is not, does not mandate payment. That was the Isar HaDvarim. And now Rabbeinu continues. Again, we're in the Torah Rabbeinu of Rabbeinu. Moyenenu l'shmo l'zichro tavis nefesh. Akon Rodobi took man zetzal. Ve'em ha'akshayis mimad ha'chazin en chiyuv tashlumen shel ha'kol l'fi ha'mevayish v'ha'mizbayish. So wait a second. If you want to say that it's intrinsic, it's inherent, it's objective, so then why is it that you're only paying lefi objective standards? So why is it that it's lefi amavayish or lefi amizbayish? And if you embarrass an ashir, you're paying more than if you embarrass an ani. Why would that be? Hare, it's objective. It's not based on societal measures, so what does it matter if he's an ashir or an ani? It is what it is. You don't pay attention to external factors. Basar mark chashivas hiskemis hi, below atzmis. So there it's only a davar hiskemi. It's only something that society agreed upon. But it's not intrinsic like something on the body, which is called which is boishas atzmis. Kanal de mihai taime ein bezeh p'tur d'zakin v'enu l'fi chvodah. Like we spoke about, there's no p'tur b'zakin v'enu l'fi chavoda. We said that's only talking about a Talmud Chacham. If it's a Talmud Chacham, then that is, there's no din kavod Talmud Chacham that paters me mitzvahs. Just the fact that an older person decides that he's not going to lift up things, return mitzvahs in the shuk. That's his own issue. That's his own decision. But that doesn't pater him. So when is it considered kavod abrius? Only when it's something atzmi. And that's when he's a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara brings that when it comes to ripping off your clothing in the middle of the street. That's kavod atzmi. That's kavod abrius. V'salam t'pam shtam salim. And the Ritva holds, it's the same thing if you're a Talmud Chacham. If you're on that level of a Talmud Chacham, then you, by your very being, your very essence, it's not kavodik for you to return the lost object in the shuk. And otherwise, batla daito, it's a kolada. It's his das that's telling him to be embarrassed, but he doesn't have to be. So that is, you have to establish what the parameters are, what's boshes atzmis and what's boshes hiskemis. So Talmud Chacham is a boshes atzmis. He's hecher, he's higher. So mele to turn a lost object is busha for him. So he's putter. So then why do we pay attention to who's an ani, who's an ashir? That's also a heskemi, that's not atzmi. That's just what society says. The chasam, the answer is, they were talking about linyan tashlumin. So there are two separate things here. And as Rabbeinu explained elsewhere in the Sefer, that there's two inyanim. There's the etzem ha-mechayiv of payment, and then there's how much you have to pay. So first, there has to be an etzem ha-mechayev. Once there's an etzem ha-mechayev, that's a boishes atzmis. Then it could be subjective. So in other words, a person's mevayish somebody begufo. So now there's a mechayev. It doesn't matter whether there's an ani or an ashir. And now we just have to determine how much payment. Ah, that's going to depend on whether he's an ani or an ashir. In the tshuvas of the Sholem Meshiv, in Mahadur Riviyah, Chela Gimel, he's got different mahaduros and different chalakim in each mahadura. They reprinted the Shalmaneser now in beautiful print. Mefoara Mudar. See, he explains Das HaRambam later on, 5:7, that Boishas is a knas. Came into Ilu Mishalem, came Shemishalem. Havale knas. So this is a penalty which is imposed based on the Mevayish and the Mizbayish. V'tamua, the din zem mitzat shezeo boshto. My time I have a mishum ze knas, yes, and mikra din boshto shenech v'ech lom rashu knas. In other words, the Rambam says it's a knas, and the Sholomeshev explains that it's a knas because you're paying according to the Mevayish and the Mizbayish. What does this mean? So because you're paying according to the Mevayish and the Mizbayish, how does it make it a knas? You're paying because it's a boshes. So based on what we said, we can understand very well from the fact that you're pater when you're mevayish bedvarim, you see that it's only a chiyuv on boshes atzmis, and dvarim isn't a boshes atzmis. It's not on the person himself, intrinsic in the person himself. Those are just words. So why then is one chayiv when he's mevayish this boshes, even b'tashlumin shel boshes she'ena atzmis? So why then would you have to pay for a boshes that's not boshes atzmis? If you're only paying for boshes atzmis, like we see, you're not chayav to pay for dvarim. Then why are you even paying a boshes shein atzmis? In other words, lefiyam avayish or lefiyam isbayish. That's not atzmi. That's not intrinsic to the boshes. That's all subjective. It's not an objective busha. So the answer is that the din tashlumin is a knas. B'zeo din l'kontza b'chol ashir k'sheish mechayiv she'en ruel ha'boshes atzmis. So that's the penalty. The knas is that once there's a mechayiv, now you have to pay l'fi, the mevayish and the mizbayish. So first there has to be a mechayiv, an ikra ha'mechayiv. And then on top of that, you're going to be paying, that's the knas. The Ikra HaMechayiv, that's Boshes Atzmis. But when you're paying the fee on Bavayish Vamizbayish, that's the Inyan of Knas of Boshes. The Din Tashlumi Knas Zahavu, Zeo Adin Lekonso B'chol Ashir, Shish Mechayiv Sheinuel Boshes Atzmis. So the Ikra HaMechayiv is Boshes Atzmis. And then on top of that, there's a penalty of the fee on Bavayish or the fee on which is not the Iker HaMechayiv. That's like a set penalty that they placed on top of the Iker HaMechayiv. And now we understand the Lashon HaGemara and Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph Yosameres B'Yishu B'Devarim Patur Miklum. What does it mean, L'Miklum? This is if there's some sort of Havamina that you wouldn't pay the whole thing, and this is you would pay partially. Does it have a meaning you would pay partially? And it's saying, no, you don't have to pay anything. What's this ad havamina? So then that it says, so if you're chayav, you're chayav in everything. If you're pater, you're pater from everything. What's the havamina? You have to pay a partial payment. The answer is no. The Alma Mishalim of Rabosha should begin to show Boshes Tvarim, Yamashim Mishalim of the Fiyam Vaisham is Baish. Umayish Nabisha Bidvarim de Potter. Baze Amal de Alma Yesh Machayev, Vishuv Mishalim Gamal Zer. So, in other words, you're paying for Boshes, which seems to be like Boshes Tvarim, because you're paying the Fiyam Vaish Vamiz Baish, because it's the same Geder. When you're paying with the Fiyam Vaish Vamiz Baish, so it's subjective. It's not a boshes atzmis. It's a boshes hiskemis. It's what people accept as boshes, and not something intrinsic. So why then That's the same gather as Bisha B'dvarim, which is an intrinsic, which is an objective. It's not on the person himself. So why then are you paying Lufiya Mavayish Vamis Bayish? But Bisha B'dvarim is Pater. That's the question. So that's what the Gemara is answering. That normally there's a Mechayiv, and on top of that you're paying Lufiya Mavayish Vamis Bayish. But here you're Pater Miklum, there's no Mechayiv at all. And therefore, you're putter from everything, even though normally you would be paying with Yom Avayish, Yom Avayish. And that's the same gather as Bishul Tvarim. That's not a gracious essence. But at the end of the day, there, this already a mechayev when it comes to Mavayish, Yom Avayish. And on top of that, you're paying with Yom Avayish, Yom Avayish. This gracious essence is on the goof. And then it depends on who the Mavayish and the Mizbayish are. But when it comes to boishes b'dvarim, there's no mechayev, it doesn't start. Therefore, it says pater miklum. You don't chayev anything. You would think you're chayev son because you have him vayish from his baish, which is the same gather that you're chayev zekamash non pater miklum. Gevaldik, so you don't have to pay anything. Ulefizeh b'drosh shekasev harosh. What did the Rosh say? We saw in the previous shiur that the Rosh says that in Perek Yedaled, at the time of Ptur of Biyusha B'dvarim is Mishum Dechsiv Vehechzika B'mavushav. That it's talking there about the Zekzeris HaKosuv. That only if a Maisa is done, it's Boshes Gufo, but not Boshes Dvarim, and not Rokok Al Begada. We were bothered, then how come the Gemara has to give the Teres by Rokok Begada that you're not Chayv because less lazy Lusa? You don't say less lazy Lusa, you can just say it's not Vehechzika B'mavushav, it's not on the Guf itself. It's not like the Pasuk says it has to be. So the fizeh b'drosh shekasef harosh yesh loymashu kamashmlan besuk shel eze boishes shechayavim alze v'lo shu kamashmlan shein chiv ela idei maise begufo v'lo b'maise shmichutz legufo. The kamashmlan is what category of boishes are you chayav for, but not that it's teaching us that there's only a chiv on a maise begufo and not on a maise mechutz legufo. And the lashon of the Rosh is shelo chiv v'tora ela al boishes gufo. He doesn't write Al Maisa Hamachayev, El Hal Suga Boshes. It has to be in that category of Boshes. What's the category of Boshes? The category of Boshes is Boshes Gufo. So that's the category of Boshes that one is Chayev for. It doesn't tell us that he's only Chayev and a Maisa Begufo. It's telling us that he's chayiv in the category of boshes begufa, but not that he's only chayiv in a ma'aser shebegufa and not a ma'aser mechutz legufa. Shel chiyav torah al boshes gufa. That's the sug boshes gufa. So the Sma writes in Siman Tav Chof Sifkat Mem Zayin that we require a ma'aser begufa. Dume de herzika yado. It has to be something on his body. But based on what we're saying, no, they're two different deis. Because the Rosh is just telling us what the category is. The Sma understands Kipshuto in a practical way. It has to be a Maisa Begufo. And the Rosh is telling us the idea. What's the category? What's the classification? The classification is Maisa is Boshes Gufo. He doesn't say ma'aser begufo. He says lo chiyav torah al boshes gufo. That's the classification. Gufo. Boshes gufo. The Sma is talking about the ma'aser mechayev. And the Rosh is talking about the category. V'nafkamina. So if we can find the boshes atzmis begufoi, shkam shaloi de ma'aser begufo, let's say we'd be able to find a boshes atzmis, an intrinsic objective boshes, that's not al yidei ma'aser begufa, but it is. It's a boshes atzmis begufa because when the Rosh says begufa, it means boshes atzmis begufa. Doesn't have to be a ma'aser begufa. If we can find a tzir of a boshes atzmis begufa without a ma'aser begufa, according to the Rosh, it'd be chayev. According to the Sma, you wouldn't. Because the sma requires a ma'aseh begufo. The rush requires a boishes atzmus begufo if we can find such a tzir when there's no ma'aseh. But if we can find such a tzir, you'd be chayv according to the rush. And that's the biur of the Ma'arik in Siman Chav Tes, cited by the Beis Shmuel. Siman Nud, Sivkot Yudalit. The Ktsoi, Siman Chav Zayin, Sivkot Zayin. Shebitl Shiduchim. Chayav Mishum Boshes, Gam Shalob a Kenyan. If you're Mavadil a Shidduch, you have to pay Boshes even if no Kenyan was done. So is the opinion of the Shach. Mektos is Tamea. We require of Sherei Bin and Maisa Begufo. Kamavor Bava Kama Daf Tzadiyah. We require of Maisa Begufo Tzadiyah of Bava Kama we've been discussing. In the Pisrei Tshuva and Eben Ezer, in Simen Nun Sivkot and Tess, I believe. Maybe Siman Lamed. He brings to the Ma'arik, She'adif boit mi boshes, kevendika ma'aser rav. So he says it's worse than boshes, because it's a big thing to be mevatel l'shidduch. You got engaged and you break it off, it's a big deal. So, the question is, what about Rock? He says it's a Maisa Rav. What about Yarek Bebigdal? It's also a Maisa. Maybe it's not as big as being Mevatel HaShidduch, but it's also a Maisa. So, and nevertheless, you're Pater, because it's not a Maisa Begufo. Shidduchim is not a Maisa Begufo. So even though it's a big Maisa, but it's not a Maisa Begufo. So why are you Chayiv? So the answer is, it's not telling the mice, it's telling the sug ha-boishes. She'kol shub mi b'chutz, o ha'idei dvarim eino boishes be'etzim. If it comes from the outside or with words, it's not intrinsic boishes, because it wasn't begufo. And that the Ma'arik writes, she'bitol sheduchim, afal pishel anas and ma'ise begufoi, chalois ha-boishes she'begufo hu ma'ise rav. What does it mean, Ma'aser Rav? That it's a boishes amitis ve'atzmis. That's what it means, Ma'aser Rav. It doesn't mean that you're doing a ma'aser. It means that it's a boishes amit. It's an intrinsic boishes, and therefore you be chayiv even if it's not a ma'aser b'gufa. Now, as this was classified by the chachamim as a boishes atzmis shiduchim, and that's like the rush. That's the category of boishes. It's not only b'gufa and mamish. Not only a ma'aseh shebegufo, anything that applies to one's guf. In other words, anything that's a real, intrinsic, objective type of boshes. So included in that is when you do something to someone's body, and included in that would also be shiduchim. Givaldik. So that's a nafkamina, that's the rush. Nafkamina lefi the rush, not the sma. According to the sma, you shouldn't be chai for bitul shiduchim, because it's not beguf, it's not a ma'aseh. But according to the Rosh, it's a boishes atzmis. And Mamela, he doesn't require it. It just has to be in the category of boishes atzmis. In other words, begufo means an intrinsic boishes. As long as an intrinsic boishes doesn't have to be a mice according to the Rosh. And now we understand why the Gemara says, Babibigdo leka zilusa. So we said, what do you need to come on to leka zilusa? We have exeris hakasiv, like the Rosh writes that it's. Has to be vechazik of mavusha. There has to be a ma'isa. Here, there's no ma'isa begufo. Ma'pshat. As he kal kushiyat hagmarahu, midemidchayev. You remember Sarah lita and miboishes isha labal. Remember Sarah says that some of the boishes of the woman, you have to give to the husband. Some of the boshes of the wife you have to give to the husband. But you didn't do a ma'isa on the husband. And nevertheless, since the husband's embarrassed, you're chayiv. And then the Gemara asks, from Bigdo to Pater. You see, Beged is Pater. They don't chesar on ma'isa, Shreve. Yudav ben Besera lo bay ma'isa. Yudav ben Besera, he doesn't require ma'isa on the person. He doesn't require, he's mechayiv boshes habal. So if he's requiring boshes habal, which is mamish, the boshes was to the wife, and yet you have to pay the husband. So then why don't you have to pay someone your mevayish's clothing? You spit him his clothing. And that the Gemara answers that, yeah, there's Gzeiras HaKosov that we require a Maisa B'Gufa. Aval Ein Zeh Le'inyan HaMaisa HaMechayev. We require a Maisa B'Gufa, but that doesn't mean that there has to be a Maisa that's Mechayev, because then on the Baal there's no Maisa. You're only embarrassing the wife, not the husband. So the Gzeiras HaKosov is Beziluso V'Suk HaBoishis. The Gzeiras HaKosov is telling us what the category of Boishis is. That there's She'ein Chiyuv Al Suk She'ein Oy Atzmi B'Gufo. There's no Chiyuv on a Suk Boishis that's not intrinsic to the person's body. And therefore you can't compare a beggar to an Isha. Because by a beggar there's no Suk Boishis L'Chayiv. It doesn't go into the category, it's not a person. But Be'ishi, you have a Suk Boishis that's Mechayev. Why? Because she, the person, has Boishis. So in other words, you've fulfilled your Ikra HaMechayev. The Ikra HaMechayev is here. What's the Ikra HaMechayev? Is Boishis La'adam? Gufa Adam? The Guf of Isha was embarrassed? אז יש לה זילוסה מהסוג שחייב מלא בבוישס, וכל שחייב על סוג זה, שפיר מסחייב לבעל, אף פי שאין מייסה בגופו, כיוון שחייב אלו הוא על סוג בוישס של מייסה בגופו. In other words, you hit the category. You don't actually have to have a bushes in the body of the husband. You don't have to actually have bushes in the body to be chayev. It has to be in the category of bushes to the body. So what's in the category of bushes to the body? When you revise the body of the woman. Now you're in the category. Memela, for whatever reason, ishtoka gufa, whatever it may be, the husband's also embarrassed. But you're in the category now. There was Boshes Gufo, so the Ikra Mechayev is here. So once you're in that category, you can be Mechayev the husband, you can be Chayev the Boshes the husband as well. When it comes to the body, you don't have the Ikra Mechayev. There's no intrinsic Boshes here. There's no Boshes Begufo. There's no intrinsic Boshes. But when you're embarrassing the wife, there's intrinsic Boshes to the wife. Ah! So now there's a Chiyuv Tashlum, and now you can also obligate the person to pay the husband. Because now it's in the category of Boshes Gufo. Doesn't have to be the goof of the husband, as long as there's a boshes goof involved. That's what's mechayev tashlumin. And that's why the Gemara says, this inyan of zilusa. Lo ketayma dekra. It's not giving the reason. But the geder hakra. It's not giving you the reason why you're chayev and a maisa and gufo. And Vechzika b'mavusha, it's telling us the geder. Only because this is the geder, are you chayev on the husband and not on the garment. And when it comes to that, because what's the geder of Vechzika b'mavusha? There's an intrinsic boshes here, and since there's an intrinsic boshes, so the geder is there has to be zilusa. There has to be an intrinsic zilzul, and in the beggar there's not. So Zigmund Vushev is just telling us that there's something going on with the body. But it's telling us that the category is that there's zilusa. There's an intrinsic zilusa here. There's an intrinsic boishes to a person. And Mamela, if it happens to the woman, then there's a chiyuv tashlum also to the husband, because there was zilusa to a person. And when it happens to the beggar, there's no zilusa to the person, to the beggar. There's no intrinsic zilusa. So the Gemara says, "Bugado les le zilusa, ishto is le zilusa." Yishto isla zilusa. So, when it comes to a beged, there's no zilzul in the person himself. So it's not in our category. When it comes to a woman, the real zilzul in the person itself, and therefore it is in the category, and that's where I have to pay the baal as well. He also feels this boshes, and it's boshes begufa or begufa, but now you're in the category of boshes that's mechayiv. So dvarim hema mukim meod, Rabbi said, what can I tell you? It's very, very rare to find Torah like this. So we still have a lot more to talk about. Baruch Hashem, amazing. It's been amazing until now. This was our fifth offering. And if God gives us life and health and everything we need, we will, please God, continue next time. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.